Well, well, well.
Don't drop that.
Damn, I needed that, man. I really did need that.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
You're welcome and anytime. So.
Wow. So we're already off to a fucking amazing start. Yeah. Well, let's just address this up top because the patrons on Thursday for the Thursday premium episode got what I would call a premium apology. About an hour-long flagellation for what happened on Monday's episode last week where the audio was less than amazing. So we kind of did the apology already. And if you're not a non-patron member...
The premium apology.
Yeah, we did a premium apology. But if you're a non-patron member and now it's Monday and you're like, what are these guys going to do to take accountability? Well, we already did that. And so this episode is not about accountability. It's about bouncing back, becoming better than ever, and leaving shame in the past, and going forward and just being the best that you can be without fucking looking back or even thinking about what you've done in the past.
Right, right.
Who said it best? Who's saying it best right now?
Jack.
None other than the Slap King. What, me?
Oh, setback is a setup.
Oh, well, sure. But Will Smith.
Yep.
You know what he's expressing? This is the bounce back. Watch Will, y'all. This Jesus. Is the bounce back.
Every step of Will Smith's like rap comeback is just like, it's insane.
He's,
He thought he bodied that shit so crazy. Like, he was probably like walked away from that session. Like, I am Kendrick Lamar. Like,
I'm the fucking...
Welcome to Joy Tactics, the podcast dedicated to all things joyful, joyous, and meeting as many celebrities as humanly possible. Hosted by Eric Rahill, Nate Varoni, and Jack Bensinger. Enjoy.
I'm the goat.
He looks at the camera while rapping in a way that my cat looks at me when she wants me to stop watching her eat food. She's like, get ready to fucking attack me.
Maybe your cat's like throwing out crazy bars in her head.
My ancestors visit me. They surrounded me, gave me the vision vividly, gave me a lion to protect me in this industry. Now I just walk and he chew through my enemies. Feel like I'm just getting started. They tried to finish me. I'm like the universe, infinite. There's no end in me.
This is the bounce back.
Raw. Dude. I mean, but shout out to him for getting on Lyrical Lemonade. I know that is a difficult selection
you've
process.
You tried to.
Yeah, well,
you tried to apply for that. It.
But the paper on Peacock is trying to get me fucking out there a little bit more. And so they're putting me up for a lot of these cross promotional.
The paper.
Things.
Congratulations, Eric. I saw the side of your head in one of the posters.
I think it's time to say Eric is an extra in the paper, and he's been like really playing this up. And I've been wanting to say something about this because he's been teasing it for so long. But like, everyone's gonna know in like a month that it's gonna come out that
I'm
you're
really
not actually
it. Listen,
and you're an extra for like 3 seconds in one episode.
I will say
the cold open too.
I had like 2 or 3 childhood friends reach out, and they were like, "It's kind of the same thing in almost everything that I've ever been in or we've ever been in where it's like, hey man, good job, man. You did it, dude. Keep trying, man. This is awesome that you, even to where you're getting.
Keep trying.
That's awesome news, man. And you
dude,
stuck
with
what you wanted to do and you never gave up. That's awesome, man.
That's going to pay off. You're getting so close. It's so good.
it's exactly the vibe.
Nice, man. Dude,
but,
I saw that. That's so cool.
Hey, man. Yeah. Like, still, literally, still, one of my still, friends still was like, I was like squinting to see if you, I was like, is that Eric? And then like, yeah, it really was you. But yeah,
what would be the perfect response, the perfect text message to the trailer coming out from a childhood friend that you had who was a bully to you and had disrespected you many times in elementary school, and they're reaching out for the first time since you have seen them in the past. What would be that? What would be that perfect message?
The perfect message would be this: a Venmo for $50 that says, "Go to the nearest brewery and meet me now," and we get some juicy, juicy, juicy daytime IPAs that are under 5% ABV, and I respond back, "I'm not saying anything until you speak your piece and say sorry." And they show up. I've already been downing IPAs by myself before they get there with that $50. And
they're
they come
so
up
late and you're and just fucking say, getting wasted.
With tears in their eyes, "I'm sorry, bro. I fucking doubted you from day one. I was doubting you and your abilities. And now I'm eating my words, literally, literally." And then I dap him
literally
up and say, "You think I was mad about that, dude? I forgave you immediately because
I
knew you were
wrong. I haven't
thought
about it since."
Right. I haven't thought about that since.
But that can't happen because all of your friends, everybody you've ever grown up with is dead. So it's like impossible for this to happen.
Oh my God, dude. I realize I do. I have some, I went over to Eastern Washington this week to visit my childhood friend, Nick, and had a great time with him and his girlfriend, Lily. And it's a different vibe. If you don't know, Eastern Washington, very different vibe than Western Washington. Is it rural? Very rural. He lives in Pullman. So when I was a kid, I'd go out there and visit in the summers. But Pullman is a 10-minute drive to a town called Moscow. Do you guys recognize that name from the media?
The Moscow?
No, Mule? Sir.
The Moscow murders.
Oh, would that be the college?
It was the college kids that were stabbed to death by
that's no good.
That one guy who's now on trial, Brian's whatever. He looks like he's from hell. And basically, I was talking to Nick, and Nick used to cook at a sorority. Okay. And one of the girls was a member.
Oh, the sorority? Killed?
So he was, yes. So he was cooking after, like, the day after it all happened.
What do you
imagine?
Mean? Oh, I see what you're saying now. The one of the girls who was
one of
was a member of the sorority.
That's right.
Well, that's not good.
This was Eric's darkness corner. Just unsolicited darkness.
I couldn't believe it.
Dude, but I just learned a piece of darkness.
Beautiful.
What the fuck was it? I just learned a horrible piece of darkness that I can't remember. Oh well.
Well, throw it down if you have a chance, and then we'll bounce back with some lightness. I got some lightness in store. Some new IGN.
Back.
We're going to go to the IGN video game reviews, see what got an 8, see what got a 9, see what we want to be playing on the Switch 2, see what we want to be playing on Xbox and all the different gaming systems.
I love gamers. I love them.
Me too, man. They're different. They're built different.
But Nate Varone, you... I don't want to call you out, man. Would you call, first of all, would you call yourself a gamer?
No, like just because that, I feel like that is a disrespect to the real gamers out there that are, have the chair, they have the
Sure. I was going to say
they have the fucking computer, but I have the Alienware R16 desktop, so I have that, so.
All right, let me just fast forward to the this is what I was going to say to you. You hate games, man.
I don't hate games.
But what I'm saying is you hate real life games. I would say if there are people hanging out on a couch and a game is about to happen, you have a history of say of expressing that you don't like this. You know what I'm talking about.
What you're saying, like what game? Like a game
like,
of cards?
Like, let's all put a bunch of pieces of paper in a bowl and then pull the words out and try to guess what they are.
I like
that. You know a game I like? The game of conversation, the game of dialogue, the game of bonding.
Right. But you set a clock. A little bit more. You bring one of those little egg timers around with you and you put it up and you have a 15-minute clock and say, you get my conversational time for 15 minutes and then I'm going back home to go read about Ram Dass.
Pem Dass.
Do you know that Ram Dass was like faded as fuck during all of those, like all those talks that
he really?
That they clipped of him? Like
was
somebody was
really?
Saying that he was like wasted for all of those. Which
good.
Is a funny layer to put on. I mean,
good.
How do you think he's tapped into what he was tapped into? You know,
Dude, I mean, this is like he tapped into what's that movie called? Another Round.
Another Round. Yep. Mm-hmm. I'm just mad that he never got. I think he's dead, right?
Yeah, he. Yeah, and he was.
So he definitely didn't get to hit the fireball. I wonder what sort of
findings he
would have had off the fireball. You know.
Let's read some Ram Dass quotes really quick.
Okay. Wait, who is this?
I'll Ram Dass?
For those, some listeners might not know. I obviously know because I'm listening. But this is
Ram. He was a spiritual teacher.
Ram Dass is a spiritual guru of sorts from the 60s and 70s.
Okay.
And he would just kind of give teachings about, you know, spirituality and.
So he's like Bam Margera's friend who's helping him say different stuff in the desert.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. He's shamanic in a way, I would say.
So he's had a bounce back.
His whole life was a bounce up for sure.
A bounce here forward.
It's all real and it's all illusory. That's awareness.
You like that quote? He did like hella LSD too. Oh. Like he was doing a lot of psychedelics drunk.
Illusory.
Eric, I think you would have fun. I know you're resistant to doing LSD, but I think you would have fun if you were like blacked out and you did like a full like.
I would have to stamp. Be. What's a moment, Nate? I'll let you dose me one time in my life, but we need to decide now what that moment is.
That will be at
the Emmys.
Yeah, it'll be. I was just thinking the same thing. When you're up for, when you're like slated to definitely win, like you're the front runner of a category, like it's definitely going to be Eric for this. I'm going to dose you like it's going to be perfectly timed where it just hits like a light switch when you're on stage and you just freeze up there. And I don't know. Maybe you'd have an amazing speech. You know, you tap into something.
You know what I've been feeling lately is I feel like if I ever do go to an award ceremony, I know I'm going to be hit with the. Do you guys remember Tommy Lee Jones?
First off, if.
Right. I mean, when.
Exactly.
Of better. Course, I mean when, bro.
The Nobel Violence
you
Awards.
You know Tommy Lee Jones at the. Yeah.
He has a penis.
Yeah, he does. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly, Jack. Okay, Tommy Lee Jones, Oscars.
What's he done?
Well, he had to like. He had to be bald for a role. And so this is. He. He had to show up like that.
Yeah. He's got, what's that guy, David Koechner? That looks like David Koechner.
Yeah, he's got P90X, the Koechner vibes.
Collaboration.
There's something sick about that, though. Like, yeah, I'm actually doing a new role where I have to look extremely different, but I'll take this award now for that old role that I bodied as well. But
oh,
I'm still working.
Tommy Lee Jones. Oh my God. When I said that he has a penis, from I was definitely Black. Thinking of someone else.
Were you thinking
I was thinking
about
of the same person you were, and that was, I Who, forget what's his, what his name is.
He's just Tommy Kravitz, right?
Tommy
he's
Lee.
He's the musician
Pamela's
from
ex.
Yes.
Motley Crue.
Motla.
Something like that. Crew.
Nate, we need to get you some fucking elocution, confidence lessons.
Elocution?
Motlu.
English confidence.
English confidence lessons? Confidence lessons?
I would love that. If anybody can help me out and just Zoom with me for a couple hours a day and just talk with me.
We do that.
Oh, well, shit.
Literally, we're trying to give you English confidence lessons right now, bro, for the last 300 episodes.
Well, it's not working. I'll tell you that.
Maybe you have too much confidence. You're just walking around. Someone posted a video of you saying, trying to say Lemony Snicket, and you said...
Lemony
Snick Bucket. Trying to say Lemony Snick It.
I don't have booklet. Much storage in my brain left for things.
Well, you've filled it with warmth and love.
Exactly. Thank you.
Mental storage wars.
Love has a high
mental
terabyte.
Storage wars.
If you love somebody, especially an enemy, you know how much fucking gigabytes and terabytes that takes up in your fucking memory space?
How much
this is you at like the tech conference desperate for money? Hey guys, you guys are all programmers here, right? All right, so we speak the same language. How many terabytes of fucking hate do you have for yourself right now?
You want to hear this? The average human brain has a storage capacity equivalent to approximately 2.5 million gigabytes. How many terabytes is that?
Damn.
But 2.5 million gigabytes? Because how many gigabytes is like a movie?
Yeah, that's like 20? 2.5 million Hoosiers.
Hoosiers.
But you don't get to decide when what's deleted. Like the it's like a store. It decides for you what goes away. Like I would love to remember
to the framework and figure out what you want to remember.
You've done that?
I turned mine off because I could remember everything, every single moment of every day. And then I had to go through some lessons and be able to turn that off. So I wasn't screaming in pain every second.
Your painful memories.
I had a family idea about that one time, or a sketch idea about that rather. This is the only sketch setup I will ever use. I refuse to do another type of sketch, but it's like, a boyfriend introducing their girlfriend to the family for the first time.
Yeah.
And outside the door, you say, well, you should know one thing about them. And then this one would be, my family remembers everything that they ever see or whatever. And so you walk in and they're all trying to take in no more information because it twists their heart and minds up.
Wow. Mr. Show, fucking come back now. And
David Cross.
Reboot that shit, man.
Dye the beard.
Fuck you.
You guys see Bob Odenkirk is catching some flack?
No, for what?
About saying,
for
loving killing his children? Mario.
What did he say?
Lopez? This
was like got picked up by, I don't even know if people are pissed about this, but he was on like some IGN. This is your dream, by the way. Both of you guys' dreams to be interviewed on like the, I think it was IGN, right? They have like,
where he's like, you're
down.
A loser, bro. You remember the whole story of Mario 2-3
yeah,
or whatever?
Yeah,
he's like, you have kids?
He's like clowning on the host. And then he asked him like how, if you would kill these characters and how would you do it? And he was just like, comedically saying how he would murder Mario.
He got flack for it?
I mean, it just got it was on like an infographic of like Bob Odenkirk wants to murder Mario. He would rip off his mustache and context. The
snowflake.
Media.
We're in the snowflake generation. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, man. There's a new second ice age just came. By the way,
right.
The ice is emotional. You know what I'm saying here?
Yeah. What's the opposite of being sensitive to stuff like that?
Being a magnet to it.
Magma?
I am attracted. This is what somebody was saying about confrontation, that they like it. They crave it.
Damn.
What sinister bastard could have it have been, and why can't I remember? We'll never know. I would say we're the three maybe detrimentally non-confrontational men.
Right, to a point. Basically, I think we are all non-confrontational to the point to where it leads to the ultimate confrontation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Which
where
we haven't
it will
had
lead to
yet.
A death.
There will be a one sort of like bottled up sort of like blowout.
You
probably will get physical, honestly.
With each other or all three of us against a mob of racists?
What?
We could channel it into something like that, but
I already know my trick. I'm putting on some motherfucking hate breed music or something like that. Not that those guys are racist. Those are some Richmond guys, Virginia. I guess that's the capital of the Confederacy, but whatever. What I'm saying is I put some music on that's going to make them think I'm about to stage dive. That's when I jump into the mosh pit of them and I just start smacking people from on top of the crowd. Not my most coherent or necessary input right there.
I like hearing it. I like imagining your ideas.
It's a good compliment.
I always like imagining you guys' ideas.
I need a tutor. I need a critical thinking tutor.
So the topic is bouncing back. We're back.
Building back full, better.
And you exactly.
Bounce back better. Bounce back harder.
And so we're 19 minutes into this podcast. You can already tell we're fully back, better than ever. It's just
Nate's hooked up to an IV that you cannot see. He's not in the hotel. He's in a sort of, you know, Cedar Sinai
fertility
style.
Clinic.
Yeah,
fertility clinic.
Nate is in South Korea getting cosmetic heart surgery.
Damn, I saw that somebody got a hair transplant and they died in Turkey.
Oh, hell no.
From what?
Yeah.
From what? Septic shock on their head?
From, I don't know. I think it can be, I think there is a danger about getting hair that they don't want you to know about.
Maybe they just liked how they looked so much with all those scabs on the head that they went out to the Turkey fucking clubs and said, I'm free. And then they overindulged on alcohol. And more.
Whoops.
There probably is a club where, like, that's near the clinic that, like, if you go there on any night, it's just, like, hundreds of dudes with, like,
with the scabs.
Bloody, scabby heads. Just
the
fucking...
scabby, the
they're,
scabby
they're
heads
not supposed to
are
drink,
crazy.
But they're getting faded as fuck.
What if I don't want the hair, but I want that scab look? I want to live.
Yeah. I'm saying, I with all this technology incoming, I want us, you guys know the book Transmetropolitan, the graphic novels rather?
No, sir. Very sorry.
Basically, who wrote it? Gareth. Transmetro.
Girth? What?
No. Who wrote it? Okay. Warren Ellis. This is the guy who wrote it. Basically, it's like a cyberpunk future and everything's crazy and the world is all dirty. But people do plastic surgery to look like aliens and bugs and animals and shit. I'm praying that there is a shift culturally where we start to look freaky like that. You know what I mean?
Are you talking about the stigmatization and shaming of the body mod community?
Exactly, dude. The
Trust
body
me,
mod
I
community
think the,
I want
Let's
to
get
come.
The body mods and let's get the car mods to link up. I want to get the nitrous in my pants. I want to get the fucking floor lights under my actual heel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you take your shirt off enough. And it projects Jack Benzinger TM onto the
exactly. Pavement.
I mean, pretty soon we're probably not going to even need bodies. Like, we could probably just be
well,
you could
well,
be a
you're...
head that's strapped to the top of a, you know, a Waymo. And that could be your life.
That's pretty fun. Yeah, you're spinning around and telling people, that,
just
asking
like,
if they need a ride.
The craziest thing that you can think of is like, all right, what is fucking crazy? All right.
I want to become a Waymo.
My head is trapped.
Yo, shame-o on Waymo. Let me know. Damn, if you're going on a picket line, let me know if you need a rhyme. That's for sure. Because these, dude.
That comes
the writer's strike was struggling. Now that we're in the clear and we can talk shit about the writer's strike, I'm going to go ahead and say some of these chants that they had us doing, wrong. They had one. Oh, this is actually, you know, this is actually hard for me to even say out loud. And I respect everybody in the world. But one of the chants was, when I say AI, you say bye-bye.
Damn, yeah, just give it to the AI at that point. Hand it
over.
You
know, that's respect for trying. It's not easy to put yourself out there. I didn't see anybody else coming up with the AI bye-bye alternative. What would you say as a what other chant could you say?
I don't know. I think no. Listen, because shout out all protests. Whatever you're protesting, shout out. Respect of going out and doing that and protesting something. But when we were out in Brooklyn in 2020, I feel as though I was happy to be out there marching. However, I was embarrassed by every single chant. And I wish we would have just been a silent mob. Like
well,
playing
look
a prodigy
at,
or something on speakers. Nate, you do your drummer boy bit.
That's cool. See, that's cool. I think you're onto something because music, come on, y'all. Chanting is music and music is a highly personal thing. You know, I think like the guys in 300, for example, you know, they're kind of protesting with violence, but they're also just going, ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, you know, you hear things like this. So just making it, you know.
Yeah, if protesting was more like 300, I think we might get a lot more done.
Nate, I need to find it. I watched a video, Nate, that made me think basically immediately of you. It's this naturopathic masseuse who, like, forgive me, everybody.
Is it the painful massage guy?
It's like a super painful massage.
Oh, I think I've seen this.
There's just, okay. All right, I'm going to cue it up. Nate, you have to do a character where... Okay. You guys see this?
Yeah. Ooh, I don't like to look at this. I'm going to look at this.
Yeah.
Okay, but you guys heard that, right? That scream, which took us offline for 1 second?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Do you think
I don't ever want to do that for real.
They're like, it's like the guy, I don't know what points this guy is pressing in somebody's body to make them scream like that, but I definitely want to experience both ends of that where I am, you know, massaging somebody right in that way. And you want to be the masseuse. Feel that. I want to be the masseuse and the masseusee.
Masui. Wow.
I've kind of had a massage like that on an infection on my toe one time.
What? What, like, could you mean by that?
I had a bad infection in my toe and they had to drain it. And so they were like massaging the, like, this is probably one of the top most painful moments I've experienced so far. Squeezing an infected toe to get all the stuff out.
No, dude.
That hurt so much. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe they were just doing that to me and that there was no other way to do that. That hurts so fucking bad.
That, man. But then you bounced back, didn't you? You went through some pain. And then what happened next? You got JFL?
Then I got JFL, which is the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival. I turned it down in pursuit of drama. But
yeah, you know what? Enough with the comedy competitions. We need some dramatic. You know what I did in high school? The Shakespeare competition, the dramatic Shakespeare competition, where you're up against 50 other very nervous.
You need children to challenge actors to, like,
the acting challenge,
Shakespeare challenge them to a monologue duel.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll start posting.
Hey, yo, Pascal. Idris.
Yeah.
Mr. Elba, please respond to me now and let's try some Shakespeare and see who can actually do it a little bit better.
Yo, Shia LaBeouf, I just thought of a scenario where you're losing one of your best friends surfing in the ocean and you can't reach them in the riptide. I challenge you to do a 1 minute monologue
that you write.
This is what A-list actors are going to be doing in the downfall of society within 10 years. They're going to be so desperate for acting work.
It's a coming. When I can tell AI, which has got to be happening fucking soon. I mean, unless there's lawsuits that stop this from happening. But within what, a year, I'm going to be able to say, hey, I love The Sopranos. Hey, I love Ed, Eddie. Give me another season of The Sopranos and put Ed, Eddie in it. You know what I'm saying? It's coming.
Yeah.
It's a coming. And even if there is a fucking lawsuit that stops it, I'm just going to be able to go to whoever makes betonline.ag and go to the Antigua-based AI company where they're untouchable, watch The Sopranos, see what happens after the diner scene. Oh, I get it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that makes sense. I don't have to think critically. Oh, here's what I have to say. Yeah, let me get on my high horse. Yeah, I drove over to Eastern Washington. Took about 6 hours. I've actually never driven that far by myself. I usually have friends, girlfriend, dog, cat. This was a solo journey where the road was like a mirror for my soul, essentially. Just put it that way. And, you know, sometimes you're doing a short trip. Oh, I'll put on DJ X, the Spotify DJ who uses artificial
intelligence. Fuck DJ X, dude. I'm done with DJ X.
Bro, this is what I'm saying. I have been building a rage against the machine, rage against DJ X. I'm thinking Spotify's over, is what I was thinking. And I'll go to a much more better company, Apple Music or YouTube Music, to get my tunes. Or I'll go become a purist and just do Bandcamp. But I was doing the whole album challenges I was putting on some classic road trip albums by myself. Imagine this. I'm driving in the Enterprise Rental Mazda CX-30, champagne colored, 2022 model. Black Sabbath is playing Paranoid.
Oh.
Call from Nelnet, 1-800 number. You are overdue about 7 months on your student loans. Deny. Doing the drums with my hands. I listened to the whole album and I was floored. And I just have to say this. I feel like there's all these classic albums that we just overlook as Hot Topic t-shirt albums. You know what I mean? Oh, Led Zeppelin. Yeah. My best friend's twin sister used to wear a shirt with that on it
right.
in 2008. They were washed already then. No, go back and listen, bro. They were good for a reason. I was stunned by
dude, Black Sabbath. I'm agreeing, Eric. I put on the Black Sabbath. It was actually the day before Ozzy passed because I've always been ahead. You know what I'm saying? But I was listening. Yeah, I was doing the whole catalog front to back at night in the dark on the scary roads.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn, why do I got to live in the time when fucking Yogurt Benson Boone and shit is going on? It's not ideal.
Yogurt, you mean yogurt as in just like vibe? He guys, he's a yogurt vibe?
Yeah, what do they say? Hyundai Elantra music?
It is yogurt. Such, man, yogurt is, that's the word we need to be using for some of these fools.
Are you thinking of plain, like vanilla?
Yeah.
But I mean, yogurt, no, feels like a yogurt. Better description.
I mean yogurt. Yeah.
Activia.
And speaking of t-shirts with things on it, what you'll notice
I'm
seeing the full.
I'm a human being, man. I'm a human being. I'm a human being. Let's get over it, hey? We're all adults, hey? Yeah. I just accidentally showed my bug juice ass shorts and my bulge coming out of them. My camp Laszlo shorts that I got on. But guess what? I'm an adult man and I'm not afraid to show that.
Those are like the 80s style there. Basketball player.
It's shorts. About this shirt, man. It's about this shirt is what I'm trying to show you. Jackass. So this
Jackass.
Is merch, right?
Right.
A lot of people are ashamed swag, of wearing pog. Merch. Swag, pog. What I'm expressing is I'm back on wearing merch. I'm back on representing and keeping alive the notions mm-hmm. that gave you happy. I'm paying it forward. Okay? I'm not walking around trying to be mysterious anymore. Yeah. I'm a
dude,
fan.
And people
I'm
can
a fan
literally
boy.
Do this like with our podcast as well, with our merch on
fourthwall.com. Interesting.
Yeah. You can get like a t-shirt and a crazy ass hat that makes you look intelligent, sexual, and fucking whatever, virile and fertile.
Right, right.
So now, quiet. Nate, you hate merch.
I don't think I've ever bought a piece of merch in my life.
Whoa.
And it kind of baffles me that, well, that's not true. I guess I've bought, well, outside of high school, I would buy like t-shirts when I would go to like see a band. But I don't know. I'm like kind of shocked that people want merch in any sense. Like
merch?
Why do people want to buy like Nelk Boys, you know, Happy Dad shirts? Like, what's the point?
Well, that's
you really love
really,
the Nelk Boys that much that you want a Happy Dad hat and you're going to wear that around? I don't know. I guess this is like not something I should be saying as somebody who has merch, but I just don't get it.
Well, Nate, I'll give you this example. I don't know. Honestly, get your brain checked out, man. Because
yeah,
what's
man.
Beautiful about wearing merch is, so I've got this skate video, right? It's called 411. If you know, you know. I have a DVD of it right next to me, the Bam Margera issue number 61, 411 Video Magazine. If you are familiar, this is a skate video from 1993 to whenever. And I have a 411 shirt. When I wear that shirt outside and I find another person in their 30s or 40s
yep.
who identifies with that, they see it, it makes them happy, they say hi to me, we make each other happy for a moment, we remember beautiful things in life. What the hell is wrong with that? Nate, right. Does that make you want to?
I'm not going to push back on that. I'm actually going to 360 my opinion and say that, yeah, I get that. It's a conversation starter, is what you're saying.
Well, it's a sign of peace because you're walking around all day. And what do we talk about here? We're seeing the fucking McDonald's that looks like, what do we say, urgent care. We're seeing the Hyundai Elantra. I'm hearing room tone, crazy room tone right now. I'm hearing noise. Does anyone hear that?
Yes, I heard that. I just as heard well. That.
What was that?
Was it? Could that be Julio?
What was that?
I don't know.
I think it was my crazy microphone picking up a Drewski video that I was watching.
So you're watching, Julio, you're watching Drewski videos right now?
Bro, give up on the timeline.
Man.
You cannot judge a man for clicking a Drewski video.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
I got it. What happened again?
So now we know what you're doing when you're fucking.
That is the funniest thing I've ever heard. Shout out Drewski. Wow. Drewski.
I got to say, just on the topic of Drewski real quick, I am jealous of two shows that he's created. The Coulda Been record show.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be so fun to be Drewski in that?
Is that what is that? Is that the auditions one?
It's like his fake like record label, and like people come in and just like
audition,
have like whack bars and sing.
Get him out of here.
Is that the Certified Turtle clip?
Yeah, Certified.
And then he has the busted fake VH1 reality show Coulda Been Love. Too amazing. I mean, what I would give to honestly just be Drewski. It would be so fun.
Man.
Do you think he's long for
and
the
he's
world?
On the Justin Bieber album doing skits? Come
wow.
on. Now.
When are people gonna start hitting us up to do skits? Are you kidding me?
They've already been hitting my line, dude. That's what I haven't told you guys. But it's indie.
What?
So people
You're
don't
doing
give
skits?
A fuck. People don't care about rap and pop now. Huh?
There hasn't been one indie rock record with fucking skits on it. That's what I'll say. So,
wow, I can't think of one.
Hello.
So MJ Lenderman, I know you're fucking listening right now.
Oh, the bro,
get us in the fucking skits.
Please,
let the album be. And it gets. And the thing is, you don't even understand this. That on Spotify, the more tracks you have, that's more money, bro.
Literally, man.
If you're adding 4 to 25 skits to your fucking album, that's more streams. That's more times people have to click through your shit.
So let's pitch one.
Just as a business, from a business perspective, not even from a artistic and, you know, humorous perspective, it's a good decision.
From
so
money,
that's my
from
pitch.
From money outlook.
But now let me appeal to your heart. MJ, it's not about the money, man, even though it is. But what you can do with a skit is you can reach people in ways that you never thought imaginable. Because your music, it makes people want to cry. It makes people want to make realizations. It makes people want to see different things in the sky. But what you can do also is let them laugh, man. Let them get political satire, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Put us on the track and let us all play 3 different versions of Elizabeth Warren at different ages.
My name is Elizabeth Warren, and I pledge allegiance to these United States. My name is Elizabeth Warren. I'm 17 years old, and I'm resisting the war in Vietnam. My name is Elizabeth Warren, and I'm running for president.
Eric. Yeah.
That's pretty good, right?
I had an amazing riff last night on stage that I can't remember about putting my palm in front of Elizabeth Warren and saying I'd vote for her if she could tell what fruit I'd been eating that day.
Wow.
If she sniffed it.
With your breath? Oh, with what?
Like I was holding a lemon or something, maybe. I don't know. Let's go back to what you were saying.
Smell the fruit.
Why do I want? I gotta say, Elizabeth Warren has such a warm energy. You know what I'm saying? Don't you want
to
get
man.
Tucked?
We're trying to be leftist.
Well, I just feel like it would be nice to get tucked into bed by Elizabeth Warren. You know how they're like, you want to have a beer with your president, with the president? Like that's the litmus test or whatever. It's for me, it's who do I want to tuck me into bed at night? Do I want Donald Trump to? Yeah, I want to have a beer with him. Of course, I want to get fucking faded with him. Not, I'm not agreeing with him politically, but yeah, I would like to get fucking twisted with him.
You know, did you see him on the roof?
Tucking me into bed at night?
Did you guys see Mr. Trump, Donald Trump on the roof?
What is this? I didn't click on this. What is this?
He basically is on the roof doing something, and the reporters are like, what are you doing on the roof? And he's like...
of the White House?
Of the White House. And he's like, I'm working on something very beautiful with my own money.
Oh, the ballroom. It's the White House ballroom, man.
No, I think he's putting a garden on the roof or something.
No. So you're saying something purely comedic has happened once again to an evil man?
Yeah, exactly, man. The
God
evil
damn
man,
it.
Man.
God damn it.
And, how many more years do we got of Trump? I know you have a countdown, Eric, in front of your bed.
Right, it's like a giant post-it thing. Rip it off.
You think that Trump's going to uphold the term? What is it?
Term limit. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
What was I going to say about something? Elizabeth, can you tuck me?
Elizabeth, can you tuck me in at night? I'm
Elizabeth,
so sleepy.
Can you wrap me? Put your hands on my body with the blankie.
Can you give me a non-sexual kiss on the forehead before I go to sleep? Elizabeth Warren.
Have you guys ever had someone kiss you on the head non-sexually in your adult lives?
I've been asking you guys to fucking do that for me, but...
I had it happen recently, and I was like...
I would love that.
And... I totally fumbled it. I like was sweaty, and this person went to go kiss me on the head, and I went like this.
Oh,
tried to dodge it so that I got my neck.
Oh,
wait, what was it? What was it?
Major major negative aura points.
What happened?
Someone tried to kiss me on the head.
Who?
But I was sweaty. Italian guy, Layla's friend's boyfriend.
He tried to kiss you on the head? Is that, dude, that's
wait,
not an Italian thing, Layla's by the
boyfriend?
Way. That's just him
very
just
Italian,
doing
man.
That.
That's what he kept saying. It's Italian. What,
no, it's not.
Layla's who?
Friend's boyfriend.
He was telling you
we
that.
In Italy
when you were in Italy.
Yeah.
He probably wanted to lick that sweat. You want to kiss someone and have it taste
keep
like
it.
A fucking table with water on
keep
it? You want to
sweat.
Taste the salt. Let me taste your salt.
I'll tell you what. I'm doing this movie in Portland. Did a couple days on it last week. Everyone else there is dry as a bone. They have me in shorts and an unbuttoned like silk top. I'm sweating like crazy. I go to say goodbye to everybody. I'm getting the hugs. And I'm like trying to give the side hug. Everyone's going for the back. And I can feel them touch the sweat. a little bit of a reaction to it.
Did I already tell you guys about me not landing on a mark? On the ground in this movie?
No.
This is a moment of humor.
Actor chat. Let's hear about it.
All right. So behind the scenes, behind the curtains, what would you call that with James Lipton? Whatever.
Yeah. That's
on set, they have something called a mark. Okay.
That's right.
In this instance, it was a giant metal T, which was orange. Bright orange, giant metal T shape on the ground. I'm supposed to run around the corner. There's another one that's green where my scene partner was landing. And running around the corner of a building outside, stop on these marks, do the scene. And this is an emotional one, okay? So we run around the corner and we hit our marks. I start doing the scene. I'm yelling at this person. And I see in my periphery, I'm like, yo. There's a giant fucking, I'm doing the scene, but there's a giant fucking orange marker on the ground. Clearly my scene partner fucking missed their mark because I nailed mine. But what actually had happened is I was fully doing the scene. I hadn't even entered onto the camera yet. And then everybody kind of had a good laugh about that. Because
that
was
much to learn, man. That is hilarious.
What people don't realize is there's a magic in those mistakes. That sometimes the mistakes that you make are a gift.
Right, because that's where the authenticity slides in. Because if you show a scene that's a dramatic argument where one person is perfectly on the left third of the frame and then the other person, like, you can only see their nose and their chin popping in on the side of the very side of the frame, now you're paying attention. Now you are looking. Mm-hmm. It's not autopilot. You're engaging with a piece of art, something that people don't fucking do anymore. It makes me sick to my stomach.
Hello. I refuse Mark on the ground when I act. I say, this pulls me out of it. This makes me realize I'm not in the scene.
And you're like standing in like the like facing the wall. Like it doesn't even look like organic in any way. Actor chat. I love talking to you guys about the craft of acting because I don't get what, to talk.
I mean, I'm an open book, dude.
Really, so I can ask you any questions about your
literally, man,
your preparation.
What do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
How much breathing do you do?
What's breathing? That
mean? Oh fuck.
None. I hold my breath.
Eric, I will say I'm like editing something that Eric's in, and I hear your breath like in the
no. Like, no.
It's like because I have like all the audio like, tracks, and it's like something that you're not even in, but you're like mic'd up, and like it's just like. I'm trying to hear like the environment or like the trees or something, like the birds, and then it's just like
this can't be good. This can't be a good sign for me. Like it's funny, whatever. It can't be a good sign for my longevity.
What do you mean? Look at pug dogs. They breathe loud.
Right. Everyone
they
loves
go
pugs.
Quick. They have a life expectancy. Yeah, but everybody loves like nine.
Huh? What are you so worried about? You know, in the
Eric,
timeline
you're
of
you're gonna die
Earth,
at 57, dude. It's just accept.
I know. That's what I don't want to.
What do you want to be in your 60s for? To get Medicaid,
travel,
or Medicare, or Medicaid, travel. Or Medicare.
Oh, I saw a happiness chart. Okay, you guys are gonna be intrigued by this. And it looked at it said over like maybe 10 studies is on Reddit, and it had a graph of people's age related to their happiness levels. When are people the happiest? 16 years old, I think, is when it started. It was up here, okay? And then a steep crash to 16 to 19 years old.
Oh,
and
shit.
And it stays in this like valley, like that just keeps on steadily going down. Your 30s, your 40s, fucked up. 50s, it goes up a little bit. And then when you hit like 65, it's back up to 16 level happiness.
Until what? 75? And everyone
until
you
know
you is
go,
dying.
Basically. And then there's kind of like dips where it's like, oh, I like fucking have Alzheimer's, really? Like, you know, whatever.
So what you're saying is just hold on.
Just hold just on. Hold if you're unhappy, on. Wait 40 years and you'll have like 6 years of bliss.
Well, do you guys, I mean, truthfully, do you think that
take it again?
Do you guys think that medical technology will improve enough to extend our lifespans?
Yes. Yes.
Within our lives?
Yes. Yes.
Not ours. Maybe other people our age?
100% yes.
You're betting on this, Nate.
I'm betting on it. I have money on it. I'm betting on many different startups right now. So if this doesn't happen, I'm fucked.
Mm. I just...
Well, here's what I'm saying is like once you hit 100, once you hit 125, that's when I'm going full on into my music career and I'm going to be learning the piano, going all in. The same way that I was doing with the comedy shit, I'm going to be studying the greats.
The most feeble neurons. Your neurons are going to be fucking.
Yeah.
Trying to crawl to make
and then,
a connection.
And I bet it's going to be like Matrix level where I can like put in the piano fucking chip into my brain, learn it instantly, eyes rolled back to the head, put in the fucking viola chip, learn that. I'll learn the piccolo, every type of instrument.
But here's the thing, without struggle, where's the joy in learning and the joy in new hobbies?
Being a fucking genius. The joys in being fucking awesome. Dude, are you kidding me? If I was 5 years old and I could play Moonlight Sonata already, Moonlight Sonata number 3, by the way. That one's sick.
Listen to this. You put in all these chips, but you put in a pain chip. So it's like you learn all this, but like for
right
10 seconds, you experience the craziest amount of pain and struggle of because you've learned all of these musical instruments in like under 10 minutes. So you have that pain inside of you and it'll never go away.
I like the way you think. Interesting. Have you guys, for some reason, this makes me think of, like, you know, like the most annoying people when you're younger, who, like, usually it's a younger person hanging out with slightly older people, and they are kind of like peers in a community, and they go like, how old do you think I am? Like, guess how old you think, how old do you think I am? I don't know, 25. I'm actually 22. Like, isn't that crazy? Like, you know, people who have done this. I feel like
when I asked that question when I was in my 20s, it would be like, you're 43. And I'd be like, what?
Have you guys seen this clip where this guy, I don't know what this is. This guy's talking to a guy on a bench, and this like older, slightly older looking guy goes like, yeah, I'm actually much younger than, I'm actually much older than I look. I appear very youthful. And he's like, how old do you think I am? And the guy goes like, I don't know, 49. And you can see the guy's like crushed. And he's like, it's actually 42. So just a funny video that I saw that I wanted to tell you guys about.
The tale of hubris.
Hubris, man. Hubris is the death of all of us.
How have we not talked about hubris?
Because hubris interweaves into all of our discussions in its own way. We've already talked about
Andrew Hubrisman. Notice.
Wow. That should have been that New York Magazine article title.
What'd you say?
That should have been that New York Magazine article title that exposed his misdeeds.
I mean, talk about a bounce back. He had to bounce back fucking quick. And
boing.
Boing.
Watch Will, y'all. Watch Nate, man.
Watch Will, y'all. Watch Will, y'all is so
keep sick. Your eyes on him. That's one of the other lines he says. I kind of can't believe what he's done expressing himself that way. It's almost like a 1930s, like, this kid's got it kind of energy to it.
Do you think
I have
he
a
goes,
question?
What?
This is unrelated, but if you want to keep going on this, we're about to switch it up, by the way. So get in your last thoughts on this.
I have no more thoughts.
On what?
Okay. I have a question. If you guys committed vehicular manslaughter, okay, it was an accident, how quickly do you think you would be bouncing back from that? Or do you think you could ever bounce back? Because it's an accident. It wasn't even your fault, maybe. But you did kill somebody in a car, vehicular manslaughter.
That would probably take me the rest of my life.
Jack?
Depends on my finances.
Let's say you're fucking making $32,000 a year working at the Duane Reade.
Yeah, that would be the rest of my life too then.
I would be going to the frozen pond outside the town limits with a bottle of Canadian whiskey and taking a fucking ice bath for the rest of my life. If I did that. Some R&R.
Well, there is a world where what was the, was it really an accident? Was I drunk? Was I on the phone? Or was this like a unavoidable instance?
You like took over a Waymo's controls to drive because it was getting a little bumpy and you got a little scared.
Oh shit. Maybe I'd write a book about it and get it adapted into a documentary and then adapt it into a narrative and then go into win a bunch of awards and make money and shit off of it.
You and then see, give it back understand to that guy's twin children.
Yep. Yep. Wow. Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I would get them surgery so they could look different from each other for the first time.
Yeah, I'm giving you guys the gift of individuality.
Congratulations.
Do you think there are publishers out there like at these publishing houses?
Next question.
who seek out like, you know, really tragic stories and they're like, you should write a book about this, you know? That seems like a
you naive fool. Yes. Of
is
course.
One of the best murder mystery book ideas I've ever think I've ever come across. A publisher is interested in true crime, and so the publisher
is running
out
of people, so he has to commit
killings.
The crime.
Oh. So interesting, you say he, when actually true crime fans tend to be she.
But the murderers are men.
Murderers.
I hope you realize this.
Yeah, I do realize. I realize a lot of things.
Male murder needs to stop now.
Male on male murder needs to male be on male abolished murder. Now. And the other one too.
That's a good nope. MJ Lenderman sketch.
Male on male murder. Skit
rather.
Yeah, yeah. So we have the Elizabeth Warren at every age.
We have the stop male on male murder PSA.
So, I mean, could you call this a bounce back?
What'd you just say?
Could you? I think you could call this one a bounce back.
I think so.
Watch us, y'all.
Watch Jack, guys.
We just did the bounce back episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That one. Hey. Bro, easy. Easy for us.
I need about 700% more Will Smith content. It is hitting same, so bro. Perfectly you, into the veins.
Do you think it. That you could watch him in a movie, a new movie, and fully be invested and buy him as an actor?
Hitch 2? Yeah, of course.
Well, Aladdin could you see two? Him in an emotional role? Because remember the I remember the pursuit of happiness. Do you guys?
Yes, that I do. It was a movie. Was it a period piece?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
Because he had a briefcase. I remember this much.
That's right. He did, man.
The pursuit of happiness and the invention of lying are twisted in my mind as one the same thing.
Hmm. You know what I just realized recently? Somebody was talking about taxes on TikTok, and they were saying that, you know, Adam Sandler.
Mm-hmm.
Cast his family.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh,
and they were talking about that there's actually a crazy like tax advantage to employing your family members. I don't know why I put it in quotes. Like they're definitely his family members. But if you employ your kids and your wife, there's like this separate code that you can. So Adam Sandler is basically laughing his way to the fucking bank.
Tax wizard.
And tax I'm saying wizard. That probably Will Smith did that with his son in Pursuit of Happiness.
That's a great policy. This is what I'm talking about when I say we need litigation to reflect our values as a family first society.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Damn, I was
that.
Hanging on the edge if that sentence was going to come out right.
It
that,
did,
I'm
man.
Proud of that.
You should be. That was great.
Oh, fuck. Okay.
What's wrong, Eric?
Nothing. I have to get to Chengdu Tae, Seattle.
Oh my God.
So I have
God.
To say, we're at the time to say our joys anyways. My joy was this. Me and my friend, my childhood friend, Nick, we hopped in a car. I was in Pullman visiting him. I got to see his parents. And we hopped in a car and just drove into Idaho. Okay. We stopped at a gas station, did some scratchies, didn't win. Then we followed a road that we didn't really know where it would go. And we followed it until it ended. Curving through the trees, and it ended in a tiny town called Elk Creek, Idaho. And it was this tiny ass town. And we drove about, we stopped in town at the general store and we said, what should we do? And she said, go see the ancient cedar tree, 3,000 year old cedar tree.
3,000.
And she's like, it's just outside of town. Well, it turns out it is just outside of town, but on the most busted road of all time, 8 to 10 miles on this busted road. So it took like 50 minutes to drive to this tree, and then you had to hike to the tree. But it was an adventure in the middle of nowhere.
What kind of whip you in right now?
Mazda CX-30. And then we stopped after we saw that amazing tree, which, dude, it was crazy. Like you couldn't, it's the biggest, I'll show you a picture of it.
3,000.
3,000 years
old. That tree
is
older than Jesus.
It was huge. It was like 200. Let's see if I can even do it. I mean, this doesn't really do it justice, but look at that.
Let's see it then.
Do you see?
Well, that doesn't do it justice, I think.
But look how, look how giant that bottom is.
Oh, man.
It doesn't look that big from that picture. I'm serious.
It was huge, man. It's the biggest tree I've ever seen.
Oh, that's awesome, man.
I can only imagine the root structure on that fucking thing.
Oh, the root structure. I was trying to calculate it, and my equations broke in my head trying to imagine. But then we stopped at a dive bar in town and had a midday beer, and it was amazing. In these little ass towns, everyone's driving Polaris Razors. Very cool.
That sounds amazing. That sounds
what
like
about you guys?
I'll go. Feels like it's rained in my head for 100 days.
Oh, you found him.
Yeah. Look at this. This is the, I am holding, if you're listening, the Haribo Linkin Park gummy rock and roll new metal gummy collab.
Wow.
Shout out, I don't want to dox this person, but shout out to Bleep Shawnee, filmmaker, hooked it up, fat.
So they're just like bears with guitars. I don't want to cheapen this, but you, is that what they have?
That's what they have, essentially.
No, you're smoking crack. Look at the gummies are headphones to represent DJ Han, Mr. Han. The gummies have the Linkin Park logo on it to represent the band Linkin Park. Okay. I don't know why this has happened, but her her girlfriend, I believe, is the like singer of this band, Paris, I believe. And I believe they're opening on the road right now with Linkin Park, as far as I'm concerned. And so what you can tell is they've went backstage. These may have some breath molecules from Mike Shinoda on them.
Whoa. And
yeah, we secured the bag. So that's interesting.
Wow.
That's crazy. Amazing. That's amazing. What gave me joy was I'm in New York right now and did Jack's amazing show. So what's funny is at the Union Hall, and it was, it was an incredible vibe. There was sold out. I mean, what can you say? There's nothing better than doing a fucking banged out, amazing, sold out show at Union Hall. It was incredible. There's nothing like the New York audience. I will say that. They're incredible. So shout out to everyone who came. What a magical night and a magical evening.
Good job, Nate. You did awesome last night.
Watch Joy Tactics, y'all.
And you did too.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Bounce back yourself.
Set back from a comeback. Is that... All right.
Peace. Bye, guys.
Well, that concludes another incredible fucking episode of Joy Tactics. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics to unlock exclusive weekly bonus episodes. And make sure to follow us on social media, where we post fire TikToks and hilarious shit like that. And if you loved the shit you just listened to, make sure to subscribe, rate, and leave us a review. Thanks for listening, and remember, we are shaped by our thoughts, we become what we think. When the mind is pure, joy follows like a shadow that never leaves.